This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV program zooming into your ears, into your head, and into your life. D stands for Doug, Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer Horn, who's off, but back in the saddle. And we're all going to be back into that mindset. You're all in the same place. It's kind of like, oh, well, it's a holiday week, and oh, well, I don't have to work, and oh, well, I feel better. Well, here we are. In all of our glory. Victoria Keeman is here. Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to lead off with a big-time bopper, a whale of a story.
Well, this is kind of interesting, since it is, we, you know, as we approach the end of the year, we tend to look back on the year and look at trends, and we look at the biggest news stories, the biggest songs, things like that. And there is a Gallup poll that just came out, and for the first time, and this is for the most admired woman and most admired man in America, and for the first time in, I guess it's 17 years, which shocks me, a woman other than Hillary Clinton has been named by Americans as the woman they most admire. And it is now former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Really?
So she has knocked Hillary from the top spot. Oprah Winfrey, who normally is in the top four, she's moved up to number two. So it's Michelle Obama number one, then Oprah, then Hillary Clinton, then Melania Trump, and then Queen Elizabeth. And followed by Angela Merkel, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ellen DeGeneres, Nikki Haley, Malala Yousafzai, and Nancy Pelosi. So that's the list of most admired women in America. And at first I was thinking like, whoa, this obviously, if you have Hillary at the top of the list for all these years, this obviously it must be a very, you know, left-leaning list. But it's really not. It's really half and half. So it's kind of interesting. On the male side, for the past 8 years, Barack Obama has topped the list, and he once again tops the list this year. And number two is Donald Trump, number three, George W. Bush, number four, Pope Francis, number five, Bill Gates. And then after that, we've got Bernie Sanders, Bill Clinton, the Dalai Lama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and Mike Pence. So once again, also sort of a half and half kind of left and right list. Isn't it too bad that we can't all coexist the way that people do on this list?
Can we all get along? Yes.
Yep.
There's always somebody doing something better than you do, or at least it appears that way. And if you let it get to you, don't let your own accomplishments be changed or tarnished by what somebody else has done. You still have done what you do. Don't let your self-esteem get killed by circumstances that mostly you can't control anyway. You do the best you can do. Don't aim for the bottom of the list. Aim for the top of the list. I just think that's kind of the way I do. I do it, though, not, I do it kind of subconsciously. I don't even think about it. I just always am doing what I think is my best. Is it always? No. I don't think I'm always on the top of my game, and I don't think anybody is. But, you know, focus on that. You talk about or think about what is really good. It's so sad to see people knock themselves down. You know, we all know somebody who's kind of a woe is me-er and doesn't take advantage of the skills, the benefits, the good stuff that he or she has going. We all have survived. If you're listening to me, you survived from yesterday. Accomplishment number one, right? And then think about the happy place that you're. That's how I think the end of the year should go. Right? Look at the accomplishments this past year, what we've done to move us ahead. Are we better off than we were at the beginning of the year? Most people will probably say yes. I hope that that's the case with you anyway. That would be my wish for you. My New Year's wish for you is that you make yourself better, things be better for you in the new year than they were this past year. And many people had a great year this past year. Lives have changed a lot. New people have come into their lives. Old people have gone out, whatever it is. And so just kind of hold on to that. That's what I'm doing. The other things in terms of reality that are going on around us, one of the biggest problems as I look around There are lots of things that I focus on. My life is built around this radio program, around my farm, around my family. And so when I see things that I want people to get the straight skinny on, you know, Victoria and Kara and all those who listen to me know how passionate I am about the farm. I do a radio program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, which aims at helping to bridge the gap between farm and food and families, that sort of thing, how to keep our American family farm stronger. And if you're interested, you can listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There's a new one every week. They're archived as stories and the things that we talk about, how they influence you and your food and family, the desire of all of us to keep ourselves healthier with good food. So that's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll be interested in this especially because I know how well all of us are interested in the environment. Victoria, I thought about you specifically when I saw this overview that the farming community has been given as the year ends, the overview of our food system and how we help ourselves get rid of greenhouse gases. For a long time, excuse me, you know how I object to this as well, these people who blame cows and the gases that come out of cows for one of the big problems.
Well, it's really not cows.
No,
I know that this gets confused a lot, and I think people just say, oh, and a lot of people who are vegetarian say, oh, well, you know, you should be vegetarian because it's better for the environment. Well, that is true, but it's not the cows themselves. Cows
really
being out in the pasture is not the problem. What people are really talking about when they talk about greenhouse gases is everything that is that goes into processing meat and processing the chemicals to process hide that turns it into leather. Those are the things that are really seriously damaging the environment. And that's all man-made chemicals. That's not the cow's fault.
Well, that's a
bit
of really,
okay.
That's a way
the real
of
explanation of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, now,
I don't like it either when people get that information wrong. As someone who does not, I don't choose to eat anything on four legs, so
I don't
like
either.
That to be wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't either. But I do promote dairy because I have been in the dairy business in terms of, I've been around cows all my life, and they've been dairy cows and milk and related the cheeses and ice cream and things like that that come out of the cows. But this focus on the greenhouse gas emissions and whether they affect climate change, things that are going on in the environment, that sort of thing. There's a new sort of, I guess this is technology at its best. Maybe you make up your mind about that. If you go, there's an article this week in the Scientific Report magazine, and it's very clear. It suggests that the farmland, the soil on the farmland, has unrealized carbon trapping potential, and in fact could be used to remove as much carbon from the atmosphere as what you're talking about, what contributes the transportation of the meat, how it's prepared, all of those things that you were just talking about, Victoria, now can be mitigated, understanding that there is a technique, a technology that has been developed to use, it's sort of the next step on the photosynthetic process. You know how anything that's green, whether it's corn, grass, tree leaves, everything in the atmosphere, everything that exists in Mother Nature that's green is the provider of the oxygen that we need in order to live. It's really a fascinating thing. If you've understood this back from your days in botany and biology and chemistry when you were in high school, learning how the exchange takes place. And then if you're not awestruck by how amazing it is that this just seems to happen. It's like a lot of other things that just seem to happen. We breathe. And we don't have to tell ourselves every time we want to, oh, I got to breathe. No, your body does that. Your brain thinks. All the things that are natural. Well, in terms of Mother Nature and the workings of the planet, all of this stuff is natural. It happens naturally. So somebody has come up with a robot-type structure that would live in the soil. This is really kind of 1984 on steroids because it's so kind of bizarre. But yet it does tell you, it sort of underscores something I've been saying a lot about how soil health is so important. And Monsanto and those bastards that are Dow Chemical and Bayer and all these people that are contributing to the huge increase in what we can produce on the farm, but at what expense? Nobody talks about what's happening to the soil. It's extracting these, using these tools, these methods, extracts the value, the quality, the health of the soil. So yeah, you put fertilizer on a plant and it grows better. But it grows better because it is artificially helping to add the nutrients. It isn't helping the soil, it's helping the plant. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds, pardon the pun here, but I'm just saying that in terms of this, our agricultural sector here, the greatest potential for soil carbon sequestration is this new kind of, this new machine, if you will, that's aimed at helping. They're playing with it in Africa right now. There's a scarcity of food over there, so they're proving that this methodology works. But it'd be very interesting to see how it gets put to use here and helps us to create more oxygen and clean up the planet. Thanks to the farmers. Have a round of applause for the American family farmer, please. 18 after the hour. Happy New Year from the DJV Show.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Taylor Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And fresh vanilla and non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It can turn an ordinary infection into a life-threatening event. Sepsis occurs when chemicals in the body released to fight an infection end up triggering an inflammatory response. Dr. Steve Feeder says a mild case may cause a quickened heart rate, fast, shallow breathing, and fever.
Severe sepsis means you've got that and signs of organ damage, lung injury, impaired kidney function, impaired liver function.
In fact, sepsis can affect almost any organ system in the body. It's a dangerous situation that needs immediate attention. Even with treatment, you can progress to septic shock. That's where, along with all the other symptoms, there's a dangerous drop in blood pressure.
That has an associated risk of death in the hospital of about 20 to 30%.
The earlier you can seek treatment, the easier it is to stop sepsis in its tracks. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Still
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's always a good time when you have the Stones or the Bones. Now, I think yesterday or the day before, Victoria got me to explain. We were talking, there was some reference to the, I mean, one of the songs that was big in 1964 done by the Bones. I've always called them the Bones. When I was a jock, I called them the Bones. But some people who are more contemporaneous in their thinking don't know who the Bones are. For me, the Stones and the Bones are the same thing. The Rolling Stones, they're all bony. That's why I call them that. It kind of stuck. I heard other jocks, they used to refer to them as the Bones, too. So, Mick Jagger in the musical news here, 24 after the hour on the DJB show. Victoria, Kara, and I, and you listening to one of their great tunes. Crank this up. I love Painted Black. Quintessential Stones Bones movie music. So the Stones are gearing up for their blockbuster stadium tour, yet another one. These guys are all in their mid to late 70s. They can hardly walk.
No, that's not true, actually.
They can dance around. Well, Mick can move around. Mick is spending the holidays with his ballerina girlfriend, Melanie Hambrick. Have we seen pictures of her? I think she's another one of these bone. They got a son named Deb, who's 2. Ms. Hambrick just wrapped her role in the American Ballet Theater's The Nutcracker, is now focusing her attention on a new ballet she's created and set to music from the Stones. Interestingly enough, a Stones ballet. That is something
cool.
About that.
I like the idea.
Interesting idea.
If it's done the right way, I think it would be very cool.
So Ms. Hambrick is taking a leave of absence from the American Ballet Theater till the spring season, focusing on the choreography for this ballet, a piece set to Rolling Stones music, edited by Mick, with selections from You Can't Always Get What You Want, Painted Black, and She's a Rainbow, all different albums from the Bones. The dance piece is going to premiere in March at the Marinsky Theater's Ballet Festival over in Russia in Leningrad, or called St. Petersburg now. They'll work. And why is it debuting over there? I guess that would be my question. Why don't they debut it here in America?
The world capital of ballet, if you think about it.
Oh, is it? St. Petersburg is? Oh, I didn't know
that. Well, Russia in general, yeah. So the ballet festival, I think, and I don't know much about ballet, but I do think that's from what I've read, is the largest ballet festival in the world.
Huh.
So if you're going to premiere it something, somewhere, then that's the right place to do it.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't know that. And then it'll open up in the Youth America Grand Prix at Lincoln Center after that. It was a big student ballet scholarship competition. And Stones are going to hit the stadiums right after it opens up in April at the Hard Rock in Florida. And they'll be running around for, this is the first time in 4 years that they've had an American tour. But there's something else, man, on stage. I remember sitting in the third row at Dodger Stadium when they were there. I think it was 1996, somewhere, 6'5", 6'7", somewhere in there. And it was a trip just to watch those guys. It really was. It was a trip. Literally a trip. So, good luck. That's a very interesting piece of news, Victoria, in terms of...
If it's done well, it could be a huge hit.
Yeah, it could be a big hit. Huge hit. Okay, next up on the music list of info, the Worms at it. Justin Bieber hanging out with his new wife and his new dog. He's designing clothing. Oh, this ought to be good. The House of Drew. Why is he calling it that?
Drew is his middle name, so apparently licensed all these different iterations of his middle name.
He's selling cheap hotel slippers for $4.99. Have the Drew logo on them. They sold out instantly. No account for taste. His wife is Haley Baldwin. She tweeted a picture of herself wearing the slippers as well. She trademarked the name Haley Bieber with rumors of her own clothing line. Yeah.
When we say $4.99, is that $400.99?
No, $4.99.
Okay.
$4.99. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by you. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats. Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
3, 2, 1.
And a practice New Year's Eve countdown in New York's Times Square as confetti is tested. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed
best protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How do you do? It's the DJV program. My voice and my mind belong to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Her voice and her mind belong to her. She's Victoria Keelan. And the same can be said for Kara Schillen, who is off on a ski weekend. Where are you going skiing?
It's in Deep Creek, Maryland, at WISP. It's like northwestern Maryland, so a couple hours north of the city.
I never knew that there was skiing in Maryland.
The mountains there are 400 feet high, right? That's about it.
Yeah, I mean they're not huge, but I'm still going to go down the little slope. So that's fine with me.
Are you a beginner? Are you a beginner skier?
I've only been skiing like twice before, so cross your fingers.
You fall down.
Wait a minute.
A little bit.
This is the woman. Hold on a second, Victoria. This is the woman who was hiking, tripped on a root, and broke her leg.
Look, I spoke to my mom on the phone yesterday, and she said, don't break anything.
Stop bringing that up.
I feel like someone's going to jinx me.
Okay.
Also, can I just say, every single person I know who's ever broken a bone, it's been something stupid like that. They've tripped and fallen. It's just happened out of nowhere, so don't say that to me. It's happened to lots of people, okay?
That sounds like my daughter, when she was learning how to read and think and speak would say when we said something she didn't like, because she was very, very independent, shall we say, even as a youngster. Don't speak those words to me. Which you
yep, that sounds about right. I don't want to hear it.
All right, let's not hear that. All right, let's talk about something we want to hear. I don't know if you want to hear this or not. There's something that is new for 2019. Can we say that? 2000, do those words come out easily? Framing 2019 is upon us. And one of the best, the cleanest ways you'll ever have to take a shower, and one of the best things for the environment, is something that's brand new. I'm looking at technology for the future, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Aqua Theory Shower Filter.
Hmm.
It's a 10-stage design that efficiently purifies the water coming through your shower head. So it's not just the water that comes down the pipe. It's cleaning it. As you take your shower, the water flow removes chlorine, metals, bacteria, pesticides, ammonia, sulfur and sediments that are in the water and on your body. And you don't even need soap. Sells for under $50.
Wait, you don't need soap?
No soap. How about that?
Because I have a shower filter that is similar to what you're describing, but you still need to. It just means that you're starting with clean water. You need soap. Seems very weird. I don't know. I feel like that you Stephanized that story, which means that there's a partial truth in there somewhere.
Really? Is that a new word? You coined the word Stephanized.
Yes.
Stephanized the story, eh?
Yes.
While we're talking about water, a resolve to the problem in Flint, Michigan, a couple of officials there took plea deals for their roles in this mess. These two guys, they pled no contest to misdemeanor. So they're just going to get slapped on the wrist, right? Remember all the concerns of smelly water, discolored water, tainted water, dirty water?
It was dangerous water for
guilty
the kids.
Yeah, violating the State Safe Drinking Water Act.
Yeah.
It's not that. Why aren't there people? Now, so here's where we have our discussion about who belongs in jail and who doesn't belong in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are going to be sentenced at the end of January. And there are six officials who have accepted certain plea deals for their roles in the water situation. It was malfeasance. Did they plan to do it? I don't know that they planned to do it. They just were bad at their jobs. So does putting them in jail do anything to keep people from doing the same thing perhaps elsewhere? Looking, wow, if I don't do my job, I'm going to go to jail. I don't know. You know, weigh on the plus and minus side of that, either way. But knowing that it's a public, working in the public sector has its benefits and also has its... If you're a really hard worker and you want to get ahead, the public sector is not the necessary end-all. It isn't. It's just it's a place that catches people. Maybe some people who are good... They've had it tough. I know a guy who runs the buildings and maintenance department in my town, had a construction company, very good at it. He's running this department as if it was his own business. Saves money, hires the right employees, does the work that's necessary, and then some. And he's looked down upon with scorn by other department heads in town, because they have never worked anywhere but in the public sector, and they don't want to get ahead. They don't want to look bad. But he's running around. He told me this. This is a great story. He told me recently about he's in charge of buildings and grounds in the city, and he has X number of trucks in his department. But he ran out of trucks for a project he was working on, so he called the director of public works and said, I need to borrow a truck for the day. The guy says, oh, no, we don't have any extra trucks. So my friend goes over to the public works department, and he sees a dump truck that's parked and nobody's using it. So he gets in it, starts it, and drives it to the job. Doesn't tell anybody. And the guy, the public works guy, at the end of the day, somebody figured out that the truck was being used by the building maintenance department, and they got all bent out of shape. So when my friend, the director, brings the truck back over there, the public works guy is outside and gives him a ration of crap like you wouldn't believe. And my friend just looks at him and says, I'm working for the town. Who are you working for? And I needed a truck, and you weren't using it. You lied to me. I decided I was going to take the truck. So what are you going to do about it? And if he reported it, and it wasn't, it's not common knowledge, actually. I'm the only one who knows the story now. A lot of people know the story. But anyway, so the guy's going to report him for taking a truck that he wasn't using that the other department had needed? How do you do that and have any credibility? But that's the reason I tell you the story is because that's what kind of goes on in the public sector. And these guys, you know, is there a lesson? You do your job. Why wouldn't you want? What is there? Maybe that's the question to ask. Your father, Kara, kind of works in the public sector. He works for the Baltimore Airport. But I don't sense he has this attitude. What about the people around him when he's out in the middle of the night plowing snow on the runway and he's aggressively doing his job and working over whatever it is? Does anybody give him any trouble because he's working hard?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. So he's actually had a lot of issues with, you know, the hiring for government, whether it's state or federal, takes so long to do that they just have trouble getting a lot of good people into the office because, you know, the process takes so long that the good people already have other jobs. And so they end up having to hire people who aren't as good because they haven't gotten hired by other people. And so one of the reasons why he's in a more supervisory position now, but one of the reasons he's never really wanted to do that is because they just sit around and don't do anything and kind of watch people, and he's always been more into doing the actual physical work and being on the runway doing the plowing and stuff. So he has kind of come into a lot of issues with not necessarily people giving him trouble for working hard, but just running into a lot of other people who don't want to work hard or you know, all of this kind of bull crap where they have to go through this whole long process to do things that it shouldn't take that long to do. So, there are plenty of issues.
And, you know, you miss out when you're thinking of just the pool of candidates for whatever the job is. If it takes that long to hire someone for any position, then you're missing out on the people, like the people I would consider to be round one, where, you know, they're the people who are actively looking for employment. They're hungry. They're out there pounding the pavement. And so they're not going to sit around for 4 months waiting for a government job to come in. The people who are willing to sit around on the dole for 4 months waiting for that job to come in, they're not the people that you want to hire. So there should be a total, I understand that completely.
Point made.
With how your dad feels,
Well, that's an extension of what we're talking about. People not doing their job in Flint, Michigan, and they pay the price. How many people do you know that work in the public sector, maybe even you and your family, somebody that's a friend of yours? The old, I see this all the time here, and it becomes a joke. You see four guys leaning on a shovel and one guy doing the work. And that's pretty typical of what goes on in all these public works projects. Are there items of interest here when it comes to, let's move away from the public sector to the private sector, American business. The largest exporter of anything in our country is the Boeing Company. They recently sold a lot of new planes to Lion Air. Remember the crash in October?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The new 737 MAX, according to the family of one man who was killed in that crash, the plane is unreasonably dangerous. And they're demanding a jury trial in Chicago, where Boeing is based. The Lion Air flight crashed into the Java Sea, and I don't think anybody knows yet what actually happened. The plane had only been in service for 2 months.
Yeah.
And there were inaccurate data. I've heard this a lot from pilots, frankly. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I meant to ask Bob, my pal Bob Kay, who is general manager, his wife and his son had breakfast with me on Saturday. And they were talking, because his son, Eric, is a great kid, has just become a pilot for Delta. He'd been a pilot for, you know, smaller regional airlines before. And he's going to fly 737s. And he said the old ones and new ones are all the same because they have to, if they're going to not look for recertification of the aircraft, they have to build them the same way they build them since 1967, basically. Now, there's new and improved systems, but it's the same cockpit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I didn't ask him this, but I've talked to other people who have flown. Because I flew one of these planes down to Miami on my way to Peru, these 737 MAXs, American bought 100 of them. They are junk. Awful. The planes are barely, they're stripped down to nothing. You can't get in and out of the toilet. And you can feel it's not a good quality Boeing plane. It's like they cheapened it to compete with Airbus, and they're building another piece of crap. It's an awful plane.
I know you don't like Airbuses. I love Airbuses. I would take an Airbus any day for comfort as a passenger.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I'm not flying the plane. That's what they get. Other people get paid to do, so I don't care which plane's easier to fly. But as far as comfort goes, I think an Airbus has it all over the Boeing planes.
All right, that is the story. It's we're 13 before the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It can turn an ordinary infection into a life-threatening event. Sepsis occurs when chemicals in the body released to fight an infection end up triggering an inflammatory response. Dr. Steve Peters says a mild case may cause a quickened heart rate, fast, shallow breathing, and fever.
Severe sepsis means you've got that and signs of organ damage, lung injury, impaired kidney function, impaired liver function.
In fact, sepsis can affect almost any organ system in the body. It's a dangerous situation that needs immediate attention. Even with treatment, you can progress to septic shock. That's where, along with all the other symptoms, there's a dangerous drop in blood pressure.
That has an associated risk of death in the hospital of about 20-30%.
The earlier you can seek treatment, the easier it is to stop sepsis in its tracks. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's get into the world of cars, as they say here in New England, Kaz. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com is here. He's actually in San Diego someplace. Where are you? You're in San Diego, I think, right? Maybe he's no place. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. You are.
I'm here. They choose to interrupt our Christmas vacation with an auto show. So that's what we're doing. Auto show in San Diego.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Outrageous. How dare they do that?
They gave me a G-Wagon to drive, so I really have something to complain about.
What's a G-Wagon?
And you're in San Diego with beautiful weather, so no complaints.
Yes.
What's
exactly.
A G-Wagon? Is that a Mercedes?
Yeah. The big old square box.
The boxy thing.
Revamped.
Yeah, how do they ride? Because they have a short wheelbase, I'm thinking they kind of drive like a truck, right? A dump truck?
They used to, but the new version of the vehicle, they've completely revamped it, made it much bigger. You used to get numb bum syndrome, especially off-roading. That thing would really adjust your spine. But the new one is awesome. They've really got the ride together, much the same as they've done with the Wrangler.
Really? Okay, so I'm going to take a ride in one myself. One of the big stories this week is a reflection, if you will, back on the cars that were big of 2018, but more, the cars that are going to be killed off next year. There's a lot of stuff because I guess buyer preferences are changing. So what are some of the cars? Are you surprised at this list, some of the cars that are getting dumped?
There's a couple on here that are a bit of a head scratchers. The VW Touareg, which was their sort of big SUV, it was way too expensive. That's probably the reason it's getting killed off, and it was only a two-row. But most of the others are things that I am not see to, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out kind of syndrome. There are a lot of lot of cars in here that I don't like. The one I'm sad about very much is the Chevy Impala. I think that Chevy did an amazing job in remaking it, but nobody wants huge sedans anymore. So most of these vehicles are out of flavor. Nissan Juke, Toyota Prius V-C, which is the little Prius, some odd cars. The Beetle's going away, but it may not be permanent. Some Chevys, the Cruze, the Volt, V-O-L-T, are going away just because customers are done with them, I think. There's so much better vehicles on the market.
Cadillac is no longer making a sedan, or are they just selectively eliminating some of the sedans?
Yeah, they're eliminating the ones that don't sell well, the ATS and the XTS. The CTS is staying and the CT6 is staying. Those are the cars that are the bulk of their sales. You know, to be honest with you, Cadillac is really struggling to find where their place is, and they were very late to the SUV market. They have three SUVs now, but where everybody else is getting ready to launch their fourth, fifth, and sixth, Cadillac have just managed to get their third on the market.
Well, the Escalade has sort of been the standard, and it reminds me of the cigar-chomping big American businessman. That's what that car means to me. I never have liked them. I think they're ugly. I don't think they're a great vehicle. If you're going to buy that, why don't you just go buy a Suburban? Because that's just basically what it is, all junked up, right?
Yeah, it's a fancy Suburban, just the same way as the Ford Expedition. The Lincoln Navigator is a fancy Ford Expedition, but Ford got it right. They got all the right technology and the luxury stuff on their end and a great ride. But the Expedition, which I actually prefer, is kind of the base ride. It's just big. It's American. It's a truck, but it's also an amazing ride. So some companies get it right. Many don't.
I had one of those excursions. Remember them? They were even bigger than the Expedition.
It's a full parking space SUV.
Exactly. I brought it to Los Angeles one winter and made a mistake. I couldn't park it anywhere, so I sold it. But I regretted selling it because it was actually kind of a fun thing to have. It was just like my pickup truck, except with seats in it. That's all, you know, it was.
Right.
Speaking of Ford.
Pickup truck.
Yeah. Ford has recalled 800,000 trucks. What do you think? Fire concerns? These are F-150s?
Yeah. So first of all, only really be concerned about these vehicles if you live above the Mason-Dixon line where you get snow. It's an engine block heater, and it's actually a connection inside the engine block heater. Super easy situation. Three have caught fire, but they've all been in Canada, so for your own conclusions, insert joke here. It's the F-150 through the F-550, and model years starting around 2015 to 2019. To be honest with you, if you're concerned about it and you have one of these vehicles, just don't plug the engine block heater in until they've changed the cable. A huge problem. Just need to make sure that we don't have any fires.
Right. Good advice. Happy New Year. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. Check it out.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.